And now it's time for everyone's favourite dragon, Albie.
In the marmalade forest, between the make-believe trees, in a cottage cheese cottage, lives Albie.
Albie,
the racist dragon. Part 6. And so, all of the villagers chased Albie, the racist dragon, into a very cold and very scary cave. It was so dark and so scary in there that Albie began to cry. Dragon tears, which, as we all know, turn into jelly beans. Just then, he felt a tiny hand on his tail, and he turned around, and who should it be but the badly burned Albanian boy from the day before.
What are you doing? I thought I killed you yesterday, grumbled Albie, quite racistly.
No, Albie, you didn't kill me with your dragon flames. I crawled to safety, but I was left very badly disfigured,
laughed the boy.
Why are you crying, Albie?
Well, all of the villagers chased me into this scary cave. I think it's because I'm so racist. Get your hand off my tail, you'll make it dirty.
They didn't chase you here because of your racism. They chased me here too when I became all disfigured like this. They just don't like us because we're different to them.
And at that, Albie cried a single tear which turned into a jelly bean, all the colors of the rainbow. And suddenly, Albie wasn't racist anymore.
So they sat in the cave, and ate bubblegum pie.
Yum! Albie the racist.
Albie the racist.
Albie the racist.
Well, not anymore.
Dragon.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Are you crying over the kids' show?
Yes, so? Are you crying?
Yeah, so what?